Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05, December the 29th, 2010, and we're on the road to a new year. Just a couple more days. Hey, give us a call at 605-4567. Say hello. Or we start chatting, and we're streaming right now at KCNR1460.com. And jump on there when you want to chat. Our guest today at 8 o'clock will be a guy named Mark Walters, who is going to be one of our new syndicated show hosts on Saturday afternoons. And he is going to talk about the Second Amendment and the network and the magazines that go along with the with his show. And it's we always try to introduce a new show host when we can. We also want to make an announcement today who's taking Dr. Laura's spot. We'll do that after the break. But I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And how are you today, Bad Bob?
It's that end-of-the-year push, but it was beautiful driving in. And, of course, there's still some runoff in last night's fascinating storm.
Did you get enough rain last night?
I would say so. It was the cows and flat rocks came to mind.
And I tell you, I took the elk killer out so she could use the outdoor facilities that she so much loves. And she stood out there with two legs off the ground to keep 2 feet out of the water. Then she'd put them down, and she'd take the other 2 feet and take them off. And then she'd stand there with the rain pouring down on both of us because she refuses to go out by herself. And the idea of Linda going out is just impossible. So I'm standing out there with, you know, I have a shirt, a baseball cap on, realizing how dumb I am to stand
out
there.
Thank you for the fabulous visual, Carl.
No, I'm just saying, I'm standing that out there. And so after like an hour and a half, she finally goes over underneath the little bush and
all right.
Finishes, and then she comes in.
Yeah.
And she shakes herself off, and she's happy. She gets a cookie, and then I wring out my clothes. But I did that because I would not want my true love, Linda, to go out and get wet. And speaking of my true love, here she is. Is that a good segue?
Oh, fine, man. Segue. That was the jeez. I got my
tears in your eyes, right?
No, I got my black Uggs on right now, thank God, because it's thick in here. Speaking of thick, 39 degrees right now, and it's foggy outside with its 40% chance of showers. Hazardous weather outlook, there are going to be winds as high as 22 miles per hour with these extreme gusts, winds between 6 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow showers.
Yes, we're setting up. You notice how clear it is right now. Well, that means that a lot of cold hour, and we need to make that go bye-bye.
Oh, okay.
Okay, whose computer's on?
Well, we have all our computers on for you guys to chat.
That's right. Yeah,
there we are.
There we go.
Just, I mean, in case you don't know, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 computers going in here right now.
Yeah. As I was saying before my little tough book rudely interrupted me, we're setting up. This is the classic Redding pattern because of the geography is around here. We get a period of clear. The temperature drops like a rock. And new clouds move in and cap that cold air, and we get what passes for snow on the valley. And if you guys weren't here a couple of years ago and we had 4 feet of Slurpee break half the trees in town, that was fun.
Oh, boy.
Something to look forward to.
Well, we're going to be journeying someplace that is going to be a couple hours out of town to visit some friends, and that should be interesting to see if we have to bring chains. Before we take a break, I have to tell you about what happened on this day in history. In the early 1900s, college football was a brutal game, so rough that many students suffered serious injuries and sometimes death. This prompted many schools to discontinue the sport. Others urged that football be reformed or abolished from intercollegiate.
That's right.
That's a word.
Athletics. I just want to see if I'd said it right. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt summoned college athletics leaders to two White House conferences to encourage such reforms. In early December 1905, Chancellor Henry M. McCracken of New York University held a meeting with 13 institutions to initiate changes in football rules. At a subsequent meeting on December 28th in New York City, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States was founded by 62 members. Today, the NCAA is a voluntary association representing more than 1,200 institutions, conferences, organizations, and individuals devoted to the sound administration of intercollegiate athletics. I love the sound of rah-rah, sis boom-bah. You know, I really, if I have to choose between pro ball and college ball, I am so all about college ball pro ball. Because they are still in the moment of passion before they get to the big bucks.
And you see plays you would never see at a pro game.
I love it. Love watching college basketball. Whoa.
We got to take a break. Well, it's that time.
Just FYI.
We come back. We want to talk about who we're replacing Dr. Laura with and why. We want to talk about your chances of being hospitalized in Redding seem to be better than in other places in California. And we're going to talk about all this water out there. We're going to talk about, dare I say it, salmon. We're going to talk about Jerry Brown is going to be start playing hardball, according to Jerry. You know, has he seen the light?
And what is Ford doing?
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:15 in the morning. It's December the 29th. And you know what? Two more days. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. I know. Currently 40. It's going to be 48 today. Currently 39 degrees. Tonight will be a low of 29.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know today.
Three dog night.
Yeah, this is one of those chilly nights. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Bundle up and go up there New Year's Eve. They're going to be open till 1:30 a.m. in the morning. I had a what are you laughing about? Something in the chat room?
Yeah.
Well, before we go there, I wanted to tell you about what's happening with Ford.
Ford Automobiles.
Ford Motor is giving parents the chance to send Howard Stern a message. Stay away from my teenage driver.
Ooh.
Seems the automaker is going to announce today that it's going to create a system that allows parents to block 16 channels on the Sirius satellite radio. Well, we want you to be tuned here to 1460 AM, so that doesn't affect you anyway. That could carry raunchy programming. The channel includes those Shock Jock Stern, Playboy, Hip Hop Nation, and Raw Dog Comedy. There's a lot of mature content program out there, and it could be somewhat of a distraction for less mature ears. So, I don't know. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. I think that parents need to take responsibility, and I think they need to be able to. You know, you live in somebody's house. You know, you're underage. You're not paying the bills. You're living on them. You're still on the breast of the family, as we say. Then, you know, mom and dad get to make the rules. If you don't like it, then you, at age 18, then can move out and you can be emancipated. You can get a job that pays. They get you a car, that gets you a house or an apartment, and do all those things. Then at 18, make those decisions. If you're still living at home, mom and dad have the final say. That doesn't mean that they have to be total dictators and you have to sit in the closet all day long while they throw a potato to you once a week. But it does mean is that, you know, hey, look, I don't like what Howard Stern's saying. I don't really want you listening to it. I don't want you, punching it up on the car I'm in there. So, I have the right to censor that.
This is very much like computers being able to block your kids from certain things on the computers if you wish to do so. So, Ford is making a stand that if you want to censor what your kids are listening to, which you have the right to do, we're making it easier for you and blocking. With the satellite radio that comes inside the car, you'll have a function or a feature or something like that where you can block these 16 channels that they think are of adult content. Oh, I think it's kind of neat. It's old-fashioned. It's standing up for morals and standards.
Have we lost the ability to set boundaries, parental, national?
Yeah, we have, in certain cases. But I see, you know, okay, Michael Savage last night. He says he refuses. He doesn't care if it's the best restaurant with the highest reviews, if glasses of wine are $100 a glass. He walks in and he sees crayons and a little coloring book for kids. He turns around and he walks out. Now, you know, and he says, you know, I had to start laughing. He says, you know, why? He says, why do I want to listen to parents lecture their children in a very loud voice, showing how smart they are, how smart their children are? He says, I don't care. They shouldn't be there. I'm not going to eat there. Well, we don't have that. We do not believe that, especially when you have grandkids.
Wouldn't that be interesting, though, if you had an adult-only section?
Well, it should be.
You know, remember when we went to San Francisco with your brother and sister-in-law?
But that was an adult there.
That was but there was it earlier in the evening.
How about a no cell phone section?
Yeah, but there were adults with kids in the beautiful booth. You know, the booth and the chandelier restaurant that was downstairs from the hotel we were staying at. It was kind of old world, and we walk in and it's, you know, the martini bar and the. And there's these kids, like about 5 or 6 years old, and they were not sitting well behaved. I mean, like five or six years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just drove me crazy. And then of course parents just absolutely oblivious. Anyway,
they don't care. It's because that means boundaries, having to say no. Then we go back to the, you know, okay, here we go again. Happy Meals. My child's getting fat because they're eating McDonald's, because McDonald's is targeting children and giving them toys. No? No. Why didn't the judge just say no? Tell your children they can't do it. It's on TV. Ah. Don't let them watch TV then all the time. Or if you do, be there with them. And they start talking, oh, Mommy, I want to have that. Oh, look at the clown that gives hamburgers. Yeah? It's a bad clown. Bad, bad. Very sinister clown.
You can't always get what you want.
Well, unfortunately, no. Well, you know what? That's true. If you're a tax-paying citizen, however, if you're not, right now, one of our chatters, and they're on it, says that there's a, that, what was that? It's that people are upset because they're being called illegal.
This is a group of, quote, journalists, end quote, which I cringe, because any responsible, you know, it's, if you're in the country illegally, then an objective journalist would say it is, in fact, illegal. What's up?
Headline.
What's the confusion?
The journalist group complains that illegal immigration term is offensive to Latinos. Well, it could be if you were here legally, but if you're here illegally, I hope you're offended. And maybe you're offended enough to leave. Oh, no, forget that. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Morning. Are you feeling that? Just start running in place right now. This is KCNR 1460 on your dial. Good morning.
7:24 in the morning, December 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley putting in a dish satellite. Does a great job. He's given rebates during this season. You can get free HD TV, hundreds of channels. That's right, for free. Just give them a call at 244-1988, 244-1988. He does dish at our home. We've been very, very pleased with it. That's Doug Tooley, a local guy. So let's keep it local, buy local, stay local.
You know what's happening January 14th?
No.
The Postmaster General Patrick R. Donahoe is going to announce a new policy when the postal rates go up. Beginning in January, of course, all new stamps good for 1 ounce of first-class mail will be marked as forever. Mm. So there's going to be, I guess, a forever stamp. This is
they have forever stamps already, I think.
Well, I
don't they have some if you buy them? They say, okay, this will stay the same forever. You can buy all these until you run out of those.
Right.
This move is to help customers cope with postage increases, the Associated Press said. So we're not exactly sure it's going to be announced how much it is for the forever stamp, which I guess really you've had to go and search for it, but now you can go to the post office and get it.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about Dr. Laura. We've been talking to a lot of people. She's leaving, as you know. Dr. Laura had a meltdown one day on her show when a young lady, or I don't know if it's young, a woman called in and said she was in married, I believe, to a she was white, married to a black gentleman. And she said she was really uncomfortable with the fact that he used the N-word. And Dr. Laura said, really? And then she said, why would you be upset that a black man uses the word? And she used it. Not once, not twice, but 13 times in her sentence. There's a little consternation after that. And then she went on the Larry King show a week or so after that and told everybody she's quitting. And so she is. So she's off the air as of December the 31st. Now, we've been going through, been talking to people, of all of our staff here, with some others, looking at ratings, looking at...
And we've been taking your suggestions,
yeah,
to our
listeners.
Yeah, taking
your suggestions. We've been getting a lot of suggestions from you all. And we're going to introduce this coming Monday. It starts Monday on the 3rd. Mike Gallagher.
That's G-A-L-L-A-G-H. ER.
We like what he says. We like his attitude. We like how he says it. He's been on many, many, many networks. He's the sixth most popular talk show host
in the nation.
Realizing, of course, that some people haven't heard us, but the
he's out of the West Coast. Isn't he out of Oregon as well?
Yeah, I believe. Mike Gallagher. I think you're going to like him, but we do want your feedback still, because here's the great thing, is that nothing's written in concrete. But we want to give him a try. We think that he's got a good idea. Thanks, Bob. We want to...
Snuck up on me, sorry.
Anyway, he's going to be starting on a Monday. Jim Bremer has promised me that all of this is working at this point. So, all right. Then, of course, we've got we're going to be introducing new shows. We've already talked about we're extending some shows to 2 hours, We the People. We're talking about, we had Movie Talk on with Don Shulman, and we were inundated, of course, with phone calls and chat on that. And I think that's going to be one of those sleeper shows. Everybody's going to just love this show, but it doesn't get a lot of publicity, but I think a lot of people are going to like this show. He wants to talk about movies, and who doesn't like movies? Okay, I've got Indie Guy coming in here saying that Gallagher's good. The other thing, too, is, okay, what else do we have going? Oh, yeah, we've got a other shows on Saturday, Bob. Is Bad Bob's, you're moving up to...
We're moving up to the 1 to 2 time slot, and that'll be maybe pick up a few more listeners, and we've got some great plans for the show. Of course, Consumer Electronics Show coming up. We're going to preview that.
Yeah, and then, of course, we're going to start a local outdoor show, and that's going to go from 6 to 7. We'll be starting that January 8th, and that'll be going from 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning. It's going to tell you where to go to, where it's going to have all the great fishing and hunting news, interviews with all the guides, new equipment, and all that. So we're going to be starting that also on January 8th. So we've got a number. And, of course, Alana Burke's going to be launching her series from 12 to 1 every day. Again, putting local programming out there as much as we can.
Well, here's something about Mike Gallagher. In 2006, he was chosen by the Radio and Music Industry Trade Magazine Radio and Records as Radio Personality of the Year.
Yeah, Gallagher.
I think you guys are
Gallagher's
really going to like this guy.
We like him. We like what we've heard. We've liked, we've talked to his studios, and he wants to do an interview with us. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking Jerry Brown. We're going to be talking Chinooks. And did you know if you live in Shasta County, you might go to the hospital more often? Join us after these messages. KCNR 14. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:34 in the morning, 605-4567. Hey, we're chatting and we're streaming on KCNR 1460. December the 29th, 2 days. Did you just turn me up?
No, I turned you up a little bit. Can I ask a quick question, sir? Can I ask a quick question?
Okay.
You got, and I love you guys. Why do you wait till 10 seconds before we come out of the break to pick up a detailed discussion?
We do that. We do that. That's because we do that at home.
Mics are hot. Mics are hot.
Oh, mics weren't on. Were the mics on?
No, but I was trying to turn them on.
Well,
I love you guys.
It's just because we talk bad, Bob, doesn't mean you have to talk or listen. Sometimes you don't listen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? It's getting to be that time, New Year's Eve. And so what do you do on New Year's Eve? You know, everybody goes out and whoops it up, or most everybody. And then, so what happens? You don't want them to leave after having a few beers. You give them coffee. So where do you get your coffee from? Espresso Joe's. They sell coffee by the pound down there. Plus, maybe you want to celebrate the New Year's by having a good cigar. Well, right there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly have the finest selection of cigars and coffees right there at great prices. Joe and Shelly are great supporters of our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You know, if you live, you know, Record Searchlight. Silas Lyons is going to be our guest, by the way, starting the year off on Monday. Silas Lyons is going to be on. We're going to have Chief Peter Hansen, Missy MacArthur's going to be on tomorrow, the mayor. We're going to be starting it off. We're going to have as many of our county and city
officials.
Yeah, officials. Good idea. That's a good word. Officials on as we can, plus, of course, a variety of other people, so that we can start the year off and get their idea of where they think we're going, where they think that we need to put our emphasis on. Of course, we've got, you know, phone calls into other people trying to have them on, too. Because we need to be able to ask them the questions, what do you think? We're still in this depression. And if you look at the front page of the Record Searchlight, which is where I was getting to, you have a couple of major headlines here above the fold. And one of it says, data released Tuesday by state health regulators show that Shasta County residents are more likely than others in the state to be hospitalized by a number of ailments that could have been prevented through better access to health care. And it comes down to three things, this spokesman says. It comes down to access to care, whether you have insurance, whether you're following a doctor's orders or treatments. But a lot of these, you see hospitalization rates in 2008. It's above the state average. Adult asthma, bacterial pneumonia, dehydration, pediatric gastroenteritis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma, etc. Okay, now why am I saying that? Well, a lot of this is because it's for people that are older. And what does Shasta County, what do we have up? We have an older population.
And smoking.
And they smoke. Not as much as some of the other counties, but they do smoke. But you have an older population up here, so you would be seeing this anyway. But I think the last time this came out and was that we saw was that the children that we have, our children up here are healthier. But this is something that we need to go through. But it's a good article in the Record Searchlight.
You know what else is a good article? And for us who love our guns here in Northern California and Second Right Amendment, do not travel and put in your suitcases
reloading
anything.
Supplies. Yeah.
It seems recently a gentleman, and I don't know exactly his name, but he put, what's that little stuff that comes on?
Primers. He put in primers. That a primer, okay, for people that don't know what a primer is. You know, if you look at a cartridge, okay, and a cartridge is broken down into, you know, the bullet and powder, and, you know, and okay, now, what sets all of this off is something called a primer. It's small and round. And it has different, it's almost like, if you picture it like a, it's a blasting cap, except really small.
But it comes in little strips, right?
It does. It comes out in strips, or it can come out in boxes. But they're attached together, you know, separated by plastic. So you can put 100 of them in a very small box. So it appears that that's what happened, that one of the primers went off in his suitcase out on the tarmac, and when it did, it set off the rest of them, sympathetic detonations. So here's a guy, he's coming back from vacation, he's brought back a couple hundred primers because, hey, it's a good deal up there. And so the plane lands, they get it out, and they explode. He is now facing federal charges.
We were worried, but it actually all went very well, is that someone in our family got a BB gun. And they called to see about traveling with that BB gun. And the, what's it called again? The airport security? Yeah. They said the BB gun was fine. I would have thought...
In the check bag?
Yeah, in the check bag. And the it's not really ammunition, but the BBs. Shot, the BBs, is...
They put it in a
separate bag. So that went through, no problem. And
I've carried weapons many times.
But you have to keep them locked.
And you tell them about it. You keep them in a locked case.
And you check it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you have to keep your ammunition separate.
They really frown if you want to carry one on. Even though that I know personally of someone that's in law enforcement that ran a pistol through just a checkpoint, and nobody caught it. That it was in his bag that went through the X-ray. And, you know, he went over and reported that one real quick to the TSA guys.
How long ago was that?
It was a few years ago. So I'm sure things have gotten better then. Oh, the other thing, too, is, the body scanners at the airports. People seem to have accepted that. They have accepted the fact that they're going to scan your body, they're going to look at you, and that, and people are saying it's no big thing. I find that amusing, and I think it was something that people were. It was like Y2K, Bad Bob. He's like, yeah. Oh my God, oh, this is going to happen. And then it finds out as people go in there, they get scanned, they could care less. Just get me on the plane. Don't make me wait. That's it. Don't make me wait. Get me on the plane. Does this mean I don't have to take my shoes off?
Well, given
do you still have to take your shoes off, then put the stuff through the X-ray, then walk through this thing, or can you just kind of like? Hey, let me walk on. Let me keep my shoes on, X-ray me this way, and let me go.
Well, considering that so many modern styles are designed to put one's attributes on display, I don't see the big deal.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. Come on. Get going here. Join us after these messages. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe in miracles.
I see Linda in here dancing. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Chat room's open, KCNR1460.com. And people, call us, 605-4567 at 745 in the morning, December 29th.
They should have that looped over the body scanners at the airport.
There you go.
You sexifying. Okay, today chance of showers, 40% high of 48 tonight. 30% chance of rain and snow. The four-letter word snow. And low of 29.
This portion
button
of show,
up your hatches.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crystal Air. And it's one of the things about Crystal Air and the Geo pump that they talk, Geo Exchange Heating and Cooling, that many are aware of the wonderful efficiency of electric heat pump, but conventional heat pumps use the outside air. 30-degree air in the winter and 100-degree air in the summer work against what we want, comfort. Find out about Geo Exchange and how they can keep your home warm or cool at lower prices. Go to crystalair.info on the web or call 530-623-1000. Okay. Jerry Brown, could this be Jerry? He's laying the great groundwork for a budget plan that would couple deep cuts to state services, including university systems and welfare programs, with the request that voters extend temporary tax hikes on vehicles, income, and sales that are set to expire next year. It's going to unveil, Brown's going to do this when he takes office next month. And he expected to take aim at several tax breaks and subsidies that have been fiercely guarded by businessmen. Among the breaks are multi-million-dollar incentives for redevelopment projects and hundreds of millions of dollars of enterprise zone credits meant to encourage investment in blighted neighborhoods. Also targeted is a recent change to state business tax formulas that has saved corporate California nearly $1 billion. So he wants to change that. So they believe is that the extended tax hikes and cuts in spending is going to upset both parties. And I think you're right. But you know what, Brown? We've already paying those taxes now. I hate that. Again, these fees and all these things. You extend them for a year. You make cuts like you say you're going to. And let's take a look at it. And we'll be fair here. We always try to be fair as we can be. But if this works, then we'll tell you it works. If it looks like this is just a bunch of crap and that it's just keep those taxes up. Oh, by the way, we're still going to keep giving billions to illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, illegals. I'm going to have a problem with that. He said Brown had pledged not to raise taxes without voter sign-off. He's going to face some problem there. He said publicly he wants lawmakers to approve a budget within about 60 days. It usually takes 7 or 8 months. And Brown has pledged to cut his own office budget by 25%. Well, why can't others cut theirs by 25%? Why can't somebody coming in the government say, you know what, by the end of this 4 years, I'm going to have cut 15% of people in budget by the end of 4 years? Why can't you do that? You know, and the way you do it is people retire. You don't fire anybody. You just kind of get smarter about what you're doing. Combine some offices. Combine staffs. Why do we have 24 superintendents in the Shasta County Board of Education? Why are there 23 superintendents? Why are we paying that many people? You know, you would think the school board would look at it. Oh, no, the school board is one that was going to give a $15,000 raise to a man that turned it down, so this is not the right time. That school board has so far lost touch with the community and everything else that's going on around Shasta County that it's, you know, that I just can't wait for that next election, because we don't forget names in this. We need to bring it up next time. But why can't they just do that? Now, Brown says he's going to do these things. We'll see. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got
some news out of New Mexico.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:52 in the morning, December the 29th.
There's something in the headlines, and we talked about New Mexico before the break, and this is something, it's very historical, and I don't know, how do you feel about it? Governor Bill Richardson is considering pardoning William Bonney in a sheriff's death. He's debating whether a promise made by an earlier governor should be honored. Richardson, a Billy the Kid buff, is looking at an old promise, of course, by another governor.
Governor Lew Wall.
And Walls, not the Walls. Kid's cold-blooded reputation and deciding whether to issue a posthumous pardon. I think you will. About 220 people were in favor of the pardon, while 180 were against it by last week. The governor, who is also reviewing the historical record, has said he will announce a decision after December 31st, when his term ends. Why is it that all these the governors and presidents and people pardon and do monumental land grants and all that stuff right at the end of their term?
They have no guts. They have no personal courage or moral courage. They may have personal courage, they don't have moral courage. The thing about Billy the Kid is this. I mean, this, first of all, who cares? Who really cares? They did a poll, and you have 300 or maybe 400 people out of millions of the people that live in New Mexico that really, you know, even filled out a form or voted or anything. You know, the bottom line is that the only, you know, the reason he probably wants to pardon, because he found out that Billy entered New Mexico illegally. So let's.
Well, some members of the Garrett family, including grandson Jarvis, opposed the pardon. Besides arguing that Billy the Kid was an incorrigible killer, they want to make sure Pat Garrett is absolved of any wrongdoing related to the killing and a Bonney jail escape. What do you think? You're a history buff when it comes to Western stuff.
The thing is, he killed two deputies when he escaped. He murdered two. One, blatantly, as he walked across the street, he shot him down with a 12-gauge shotgun, and then took his time leaving town. He ambushed other people. And I'm not saying the other people didn't deserve to get into, you know, deserve to be terminated at some point, but this is what he did. He was a shooter, and he was in this. It was their version back in the 1870s and 80s of the Crips and Bloods going at it. So, bottom line is, who cares? And Richardson ought to really be looking at is why he issued driver's licenses to illegals. The new governor of New Mexico is stopping that practice. There will be no more driver's license issued to people that are here illegally. And also, just following along with that, it appears that you've got about 40 states that are starting to put laws on the books that are restricting illegals' rights to do things. You know, how Arizona got into it, was the first one to do it, by saying, hey, look, if we, you know, we can pull you over and if you're illegal, we'll send you back. A lot of other states are starting to do the same thing. They're starting to look at, and they're going to go after businesses. You hire them, we're going to fine you. So we've got that going. You think California would do that? Well, I didn't notice that Brown not one time, has he addressed the illegal immigration problem. Not one time has he said, you know what, we got to get our arms around this. I mean, how about this? How about, you know, all those unions are going to have to start paying more. I don't, you know, he may have said that. I didn't see that one. But I haven't seen anybody say they want to get their arms around this illegal immigration problem. And it's not getting any better. You got people that want to say, oh, well, look, you know what, hey, if they're illegal and they've been in high school and they get a degree, let's make them citizens. No. You know, if they've been in high school, they've graduated, let them join the military. Let them do 4 years. And at that point, like other people, and see if they get their citizenship then. There are so many things.
A comment in the chat room of that Brown needs to address sanctuary cities. And you bet.
Yes, San Francisco, L.A. I mean, what gives them the right
to
provide sanctuary to people that are here illegally? Gavin Newsom. You know, lieutenant governor of this state, Gavin Newsom. He looked great in that leather leading the gay pride parade in San Francisco.
That's
about the highest, you know, he could achieve right there. That wasn't Gavin Newsom. It looked like Gavin Newsom.
I mean, that's a whole
it
separate.
Said it was Gavin
that's
Newsom.
A whole separate thing. It's just about his antics, I would call them. I am just appalled.
Well, I never thought I'd find myself praying for Jerry Brown's continued good health.
Oh, gosh, I hope he does. You know, Jerry, take care of yourself. Don't smoke. You know, lay off that marijuana a little bit there. I mean, I know it's medicinal. It makes you feel a little better. You're getting old. But
let's
talk
about what's happening after the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to come into Fox News, and then we are going to be
Mark Walters.
Mark, there you go. A new guy.
He's going to be
new
on
the show.
He's going to be on Saturday. He's a syndicated show also. But he is... he's building a following, I think, throughout the United States. He wants to talk about the fact that people have a right to own weapons in our country. They do have a right to own weapons. That what is it about city and state governments that want to control a legal, law-abiding, non-law-breaking citizen? With a history of being a law-abiding, non-law-breaking citizen, keeping them from having a weapon. Or making it hard for them to buy ammunition, which, by the way, my friends, begins next year.
We'll find out when he calls in just exactly what he plans on covering here in the next, on his kind of debut here, which will be Saturday, right?
That's what we hope.
So, yeah, if you're just
satellites.
Tuning in, we do have some changing in programming, and we're really excited here to kick off our new year and our second year beginning as of last week. We're going into our year two here at KCNR 1460. We're so happy to have you joining us and in our chat room, we've got so many wonderful things that are around the corner that we will be announcing with the weeks to come.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on December 29th. We are romping toward Christmas, New Year's Eve.
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley on Airport Road. If you are looking to change to Dish, buy local, stay local. Doug Tooley is the guy to go to. We've switched to Dish, and we're very, very happy. And next year, I think we're going to go to the HD And we're going to have him hook up the whole thing for it.
That's 244-1988. He's got free dish now with rebates. So give Doug a call, local guy, local business, give him a call, 244-1988. And for those people, when I wrote that on there, radio host with attention deficit disorder, that's okay, because you can go from spot to spot and you don't get punished for it like children do. And, you know, you realize like 25% of teenagers and children are on prescribed medication nowadays. That's just a completely new show, but we won't even get into that.
Yeah, there's a thought.
No, it's scary. Hey, you know what? We'd like to introduce Mark Walters. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on.
All right, Mark. We're so excited to have you on KCNR 1460. And what does this make for you? How many stations are you syndicated on?
Oh, wow. You know, that's that changes almost weekly. I'm getting close to 70 now in about 100 to 120 markets.
Congratulations. Yeah,
you know, well, thank you very much.
You know, we wanted to, you know, to bring in some more programming, different programming here at the beginning of the year. And we looked around, and we looked at a number of different organizations. And Mark Walters is somebody we've talked to. I talked to him for a long time before we decided to go this direction, and welcome him to our KCNR family. And Mark, tell us about what the Armed American Network is.
You know, the Armed American Radio Network, Carl, started off very humble. It started as a one-hour broadcast in metropolitan Atlanta. It exploded. After its first one-hour broadcast, we had listeners that were picking the show up on the live stream around the world and across the country. People began asking for it immediately. Within 4 months, it was up on Salem Radio and nationally syndicated on the satellites, and in less than 12 months on almost 70 stations. And the reason it's successful is because we laser focus directly on the individual right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment is not open for debate on Armed American Radio. It means what it says, it says what it means, and we begin the program from that standpoint. We do not allow debate on the Second Amendment on the program. We just simply don't allow it. We've heard enough of it. If you want to listen to the other side of the story, pick up any local newspaper, turn on a previous Hannity and Combs, turn on the O'Reilly Factor, and you can hear the debate all day long. We don't debate it on Armed American Radio. We focus on your right, God-given, constitutionally recognized right to keep and bear arms. And that's, I think, has been the key to its success, quite frankly.
Well, Mark, what can our listeners expect? You are going to be on Saturdays from 2 to 5.
Right.
What can our listeners expect within the content of, you know, after you get past the Second Amendment? All right, so that covers a lot of ground, but what else is in the program?
We talk because we focus on the right to keep and bear arms, we predominantly square it off to the concealed carry movement, which is obviously rapidly growing across the country right now. You have 48 states as it stands right now today who allow some form of concealed carry. That will soon be 49. Wisconsin, with its newly elected legislature, is going to be the 49th state. That's almost a given. There is also a push in Illinois, so it is possible that you see 50. So we will talk about on Armed American Radio week after week with some of the world's greatest trainers, my regular co-host on about every 3 weeks, Rob Pincus from Personal Defense Network, Best Defense TV on the Outdoor Channel, Michael Bain, his co-host from time to time. We talk to politicians. We talk to rock stars, the occasional Ted Nugent interview. He's coming back on hopefully in January. But we focus specifically on the tips, the training, the techniques, and the right to carry that concealed weapon and everything that goes with it.
Well, we have a sheriff, an enlightened sheriff, as we have in other past sheriffs, that believe that it is your right to carry a concealed weapon. Up here in the Superior, California. Yeah, Sheriff Tom Basinko. It's probably one of the few places in California that you can exercise that right. But, hey, Mark, we got to take a break here, and we'll come back to you afterwards. We've got questions already rolling in here on our chat room. So when we get back, you're going to, and of course, there's questions about treaties. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 605 1-800-324-5567 is our phone number. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and of course, our chat room is wide open, which has taken over the questions part of the show. It's December 29th. Our guest is Mark Walters, who's going to be our new Saturday afternoon host for his show. Good morning, Mark.
Well, thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, Mark, Ted Nugent. Is,
yes, sir.
He is a very, I think he's very well known for his defense of the Second Amendment, hunting, you know, anything that has to do with weapons. And you've interviewed him, obviously, a few times.
That's correct.
So what's it like to interview Ted Nugent?
That's a great question. You know, he pulls absolutely no punches, Carl.
I love it.
When you ask him a question, he's actually a fun interview, and you'll appreciate this as a host, because you can ask him a question and he'll just go. And he'll take the conversation where he wants to take the conversation. But I have never heard anyone, ever, who is so steadfast in his beliefs and can articulate them as well as he does. He's a lot of fun to talk to, and you can hear he just oozes passion. And I, you know, that comes, my first question to him, I set the entire interview up with, where does the music come from within him? Where does that passion come from? Because that's where everything else about Ted Nugent comes from as well. And you can hear that in my previous interviews with him. And you'll hear it again real soon in Redding and Shasta, because he will be back on. In fact, we ran some clips, so you'll be able to hear it, I think, on Saturday.
Okay, great. You know, we'll be looking forward to that. You know, somebody just wrote, Ted is like drinking water from a fire hose.
that's a great analogy.
Other ones are here, love Ted, Nugent rocks, all that. Now, you know, one of the questions came in, let me roll back here. It's about the, Bad Bob, roll back there on that one about the treaties. They're talking about the UN treaties.
Right.
The fact is, if we sign this treaty on small arms, will that have an impact on people in the United States being able to buy weapons?
You know, this is an interesting question. This has been floating around the Internet for a very long time. I'd like to take the opportunity to address that real quick if I could. The UN Gun Ban Treaty is something that Bolton and the Bush administration steadfastly opposed, that they were not going to sign on to any treaty whatsoever. They were not even going to discuss a treaty that would interrupt in any way, shape, or form U.S. constitutional rights and guarantees. The Obama administration has signaled with Hillary Clinton that they are in favor of a small arms treaty. However, that would have to be ratified by the Congress. And I want to make this point that the U.S. Congress, both the House and the Senate, right now combined, are still a pro-gun majority, even when it was clearly and widely held in Democratic hands in the House. Both the House and the Senate were still a pro-gun majority. I don't think that that's going to be an impact. The NRA has tried to stave off, you know, some of the Internet, this thing flying around the Internet that oh, man, we're going to lose our gun rights because of this UN treaty. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, does that mean that the Obama administration wouldn't love to sign this thing? Absolutely, they would love to sign this. They have assembled the most anti-gun administration in the history of this country, and let's take it one step further. I want everybody to pay very close attention to what's going on right now with the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and expletives, I call it on the air, the BATFE. Andrew Traver has been nominated by our illustrious anti-gun president, Obama, to head the ATF. He is a longtime career ATF individual that heads the Chicago branch of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He's a crony. He is vehemently anti-gun. Take one look at the Brady campaign website and see them just doing backflips and praising this announcement of the nomination, and you know exactly where to go and what direction you need to fight. Very scary stuff happening right now.
You know, I think a lot of people are not aware of the fact that any of these treaties that are brought up must be passed by Congress, and it can't be just a treaty between the president and the rest of the world.
That's correct. They need to be ratified by the Senate, and I just don't believe that's going to happen. People need to take a look at the incrementalism that is happening right now. I've gotten some criticism from across the country time to time. I get emails every week. Why do you spend so much time talking about politics instead of talking about reloading? Well, there's a reason for that. You know, people say, why do you seem fixated on global warming? Well, number one, I believe Al Gore is a kook and he's fun to play with, and I have fun with Al Gore. That's just fun. That's my own personal deal. But if you take a look at the control aspect of what this global warming means, if you take a look at what's happening, and I covered it this week on the show, the EPA now unilaterally telling you, regulating carbon emissions. Obama was quoted this past week as stating that there is more than one way to skin a cat. In other words, he's going to get around Congress. He's just nominated Andrew Traver, the head of the ATF. All of these things are tied together. The EPA regulations, the global warming, it is a form of control. And if you don't think it's coming to your guns, you really need to sleep with toothpicks in your eyes. You need to keep one eye open. It's coming.
Well, you know,
they hate your freedoms.
You know, you're talking to people from California. That's starting next month, we're going to have to start giving a thumbprint when we buy a box of 22 ammunition, and that we, at the same time, then we can walk next door and with a card without our picture on it, and just it could be a rolled up piece of paper, I can buy a pound of medicinal marijuana.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a strange state we live in here. Yet, you know, the up in Northern California is, of course, completely different than, you know, the flatlands, as we call them.
Yes, sir.
And so even people up here that are progressive in a liberal sense believe in in owning weapons. What you're saying about Congress is absolutely true, because the gun ownership and trying to restrict gun ownership and anything else wasn't even brought up in the last 2 years, just because, just as you said, the majority of the people in Congress and in the Senate supported our right to own and bear arms.
They're smart enough to know that it's political suicide, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But what is so important is this end run. We watched for 2 years this current administration thwart the will of the people, blatantly, in our faces. In our faces. We don't want health care. They shoved it down our throats to begin with. We don't want this. They gave it to us anyway. TARP, financial reform. Everything's done back room. And they're now signaling, well, they're not signaling, they're going to do it at the EPA. They're in the process of it now. Congress, a Republican Congress in January, is vowing to fight it. Now global warming, they're going to push these carbon emissions, and they're going to use EP regulatory means to do this. All of this is intertwined because it shows what they can, are capable of, and will do. Imagine if this is the ATF with Andrew Traver at the head.
Yeah.
Imagine if they do this with our guns. Congress has no appetite for gun control right now. I'll be the first to admit that, because it's political suicide. But there are other ways around it, and
yeah,
that's what we have to be very, very, very careful of, and that's why it's so intertwined. You have a very bad situation out there with AB 962, I believe it is.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
ammunition bill.
Yeah, we got to take a break here, Mark. Our guest is Mark Walters. He's the host of Armed America Radio Network. He's going to be starting his series with us on this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Good morning. 8:25 in the morning. Today, 40% chance of showers. High of 48. Tonight, we have rain and snow in the forecast with a low of around 29 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, and on the phone with us is Mark Walters. But before we go there, we want to tell you that this portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Mike's Music, who's having a huge, gigantic sale on Mike's Music and Sound. So if you're looking for sound equipment, musical instruments of any kind, lessons to go along with the purchase of an instrument, Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue behind Safeway. Let's get back to the phones with Mark Walters, who will be our brand new show Saturdays from 2 to 5. We're talking everything Second Amendment, and we do have lots of questions in the chat room. And Carl, shoot.
Okay, you know, so to speak. Yeah, I got that. Okay.
Hey, Free Fire Media, I love
it. Yeah.
You know, we started at Free Fire Saturday on August 4th, 2007, on a unnamed radio station. And we just kind of started growing, and we bought this one, of course, in a year ago. So we're in our second year as of December 14th. So, Mark, we're welcoming you in for our second year. Here and
well, it's great.
We're happy to have you.
Very proud to be there.
Great, hey Mark. Did you see in the Did you see in the news about somebody that was bringing primers back with them?
I did. I was actually listening to your segment there. I can't believe that. And I can believe it. I mean, I just did a story about a guy who carried a stolen gun in a fanny pack on a flight to Cuba in Miami and was arrested at security. You just never know.
Yeah, you know, this one was, you know, probably he... This guy's probably used, I would imagine, has used primers before many, many times and never thought that they were going to explode.
Right.
It only takes once. Now he's facing the big fed.
Yeah, felony charges. Now, this is, you know, people need to remember that I give a Bonehead of the Week award out every week on Armed American Radio, sometimes two and three, depending on how many people line up to get the award. But I gave the gentleman who was flying to Cuba through Miami the award. You got to use your head. You know, I'm accustomed to flying with a firearm. I do it all the time. In fact, the only place I don't think I have flown with my was Chicago when I was up there on business about a year ago. But you have to. We report stories like this all the time. People doing boneheaded things. They have to. You have to use your head here.
Yeah. The thing about it is it's things you just take for granted. Things have changed. Things
right.
have changed mightily. Like, you know, it's right here in California. They tried years and years ago to do away with weapons. They lost big time on that. So ever since then, it's been incremental. And you're right, the 962 is that the ammo bill is where you used to be able to buy ammunition if you chose to, and, you know, interstate, and just have it sent in from one of the Cabela's or whatever. That's gone away next year.
It's history. You can Midway USA or Cabela's, you can't buy ammunition anymore, Californians.
And it says that. And then you get into also the thing about the types of weapons. You'll go on to it, you see, oh, there's a weapon for sale in one of the brokerage places. Cannot be shipped to California. Illegal
right.
in California. But this thing about the with the thumbprint, this is an onerous. Law that they put upon us, and the idea is that they can track ammo for handguns.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
This is very, very scary stuff, and it's very important that your listeners understand and that listeners of Armed American Radio understand. You hit the nail on the head when you said it's incrementalism, and we discuss that, you know, almost every week. At least that word comes up at some point. What does that mean? I'd like to, if I could. We got about a minute and a half
right now. Okay, so
okay.
Go for it.
Well, you were talking about Michael Savage, and he doesn't go into a restaurant with kids. He sees the kids and the crayons, and he leaves. I can remember sitting in a restaurant years ago, back in the days, you know, 20 years ago, when you could smoke cigarettes and drink at a bar. And I remember a woman walking up and eating with her child at the bar, complaining that people were smoking when she could have gone anywhere else that she wanted to, and sat down. But what she did was she made a point, sued the restaurant, and won.
Yeah, she did not
have
to be there.
Now, of course, this spills across the country. It's incrementalism, step by step. That's the approach they've been using for years.
No, and it's working because you've got judges that will go along with this. That says, wait a minute, this is not your, you know, you don't have a right to do this. You know, even though that one change affects millions of people, but that's, you know, for this one person, it's right, and they could leave. They don't have to go there. They don't have
That's
to
right.
buy Happy Meals, as we call it.
That's
hey,
right.
We've got to take a break, and Mark, you'll join us on the other side here of this break, I hope.
I absolutely will.
Great. Yeah, that's super.
Our guest is Mark Walters. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll see you after these messages.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:34 in the morning, December the 29th. Two more days to get ready for that new year coming in. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're chatting at kcnr1460.com. A lot of people on it. Just welcome to the new people. This portion of the show brought to you by, yeah, that's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. The guys there, the gents there, give great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. And best yet, my friends, Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. You go in there, you're going to see National Geographic. You're going to see the cars and Guns and Ammo magazines. The TV set will not have Oprah on it, I promise you. That's they give great haircuts, and it's a good place to sit and talk with your friends. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Hey, our guest is Mark Walters, our newest show host on Saturdays with his show, Armed American Radio Network. So, Mark, how did you get into this business?
Well, first I know where I'm going to get a haircut, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you, these guys are great. Shave Randy.
Come up to Reading, check them out.
Yeah, come on in sometime.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. I'll give you the short version of it. When I first got out of college, I picked up my first gun, which was a Little Raven semi-automatic. And I was working the mean streets of Philadelphia. I was transferred from Virginia to Philadelphia, and I went to some really, really bad areas, and that's what got me into gun ownership. And later on in life, as I progressed from that gun and moved through some of the semi-automatics and began taking my self-defense seriously, I was forced in November of 2002 on my way to work to a company that I owned down in Tampa, Florida. At 6:20 in the morning, I was forced to pull my lawfully carried Glock 36-45 on two miscreants who were trying to get into a vehicle off of my front left bumper, failed and turned their attention towards me. I drew my firearm, stopped that attempt against me immediately. No shots were fired, thank God. They took off, and that incident really changed my life. I wrote a column about it for Concealed Carry magazine entitled The Importance of Carrying Your Gun 100% of the Time. That column became a regular piece in every issue of Concealed Carry magazine called The Ordinary Guy, which I still write to this day years later. And that turned into some of the stories that I have written over the years about people who have used a firearm to defend themselves. I teamed up with my managing editor at Concealed Carry magazine, Kathy Jackson. We wrote a book together, Lessons from Armed America, which is doing very well. And that led to a discussion with the owner of the magazine at the SHOT Show in Orlando about 3 years ago about taking the magazine to the next form of media, and radio was a natural. And it went from there, and in April, the last week of April 2009, Armed American Radio went airborne, if you will, in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, and from there exploded across the country.
Well, I think that it's, you know, when we saw it, when we came here, we were looking for a show in the afternoons that would appeal to our audience and for the, you know, the people up in the North State up here in Superior, California. Like I said, you know, we talked, and I felt like what you said was, you know, what you believed in fits right along with the majority of our population, our demographics.
Right.
Okay, let's get to some questions out of our chat room.
Sure.
Sharon, it says, good morning. I'll be looking forward to your program on KCNR. I was wondering, do you see or do you think there exists a black market for ammo?
California, that's a great question. With the passage of AB 962 in California and with its implementation coming in February of 2011, two short months down the road, you know, let's throw a statistic out here. California now purchases 12% of the ammunition sold in the United States, over 1.8 billion rounds of ammunition. Think about this. You now have to submit, Carl, as you mentioned, the thumbprint and give the state government all kinds of identifications. You've eliminated mail order. The possibility for that exists in California. It remains to be seen, but imagine if we were talking about cigarettes, wouldn't there be a black market?
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine if we were talking about alcohol. We've already seen that happen.
Yeah.
So I would have to say that the ingredients are there for something like that to happen, especially in California, sure.
Well, you know, I've got another question here from Indie Guy. Does Mark see the control of ammo as a means for future gun seizure?
In California, yes, absolutely. All you have to do is take a look at the Attorney General website in California to take a look at the long list of prohibitions in the state. It is despicable. Law enforcement can't tell you what criteria meet the description of,
yeah,
of an assault weapon. It's constantly changing. And first off, Carl, we should probably say that there is no such thing as an assault weapon. An assault weapon is a fully automatic weapon used by the U.S. military that is already illegal in the United States. It's a misnomer, and it's misinformation put out by the anti-gunners. Yes, we've seen over through times of history that registration leads to confiscation, and there's no question about it that California would like to go down that path. Fortunately, we have two little cases, Heller and McDonald. Heller, of course, in 2008, won by a 5-4 majority that struck down Washington, D.C.'s gun bans as unconstitutional, and then McDonald versus D.C. in June of this year, in fact, the week of June 24th, when the Supreme Court struck down Mayor Daley's.
The Chicago ban.
Unconstitutional. Right. So they have a fight, but yes, there's no question they would like to do that.
Okay, you know, we got to take a break here, Mark. You know, one of the things is one of our great listeners in here said, my son was shot in Virginia after a male robbed him of his wallet with $15 in it. My son handed him the wallet and was shot. He barely survived, but I will never give up my gun. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Mark Walters. Join us after these messages. Back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott.
8:44 in the morning if you're just tuning in. This is 1460 on your dial, KCNR. Carl said, Free Fire Radio, chance of showers today with 40%. It's actually, there's some sun coming through right now. It's going to be high today at 48, currently 38 degrees, and chance of rain and snow tonight. The lower elevation is going to be a low of 28, so brr.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trust me, Tobacco and Brew believes in the Second Amendment, and you're right to own and bear arms, and they've got the finest walk-in humidor in the state, plus Espresso Joe's has that coffee that you want at great prices. Joe and Shelley have supported this community. Support our veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Mark Walters, our newest show host. He'll be here on Saturdays from 2 to 5. He's syndicated, but it's more than that. He also believes in personal rights and the individual rights and responsibilities. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? We're enjoying this interview. You know, sometimes people just don't get into what's really important. And this, the right, this is a personal right guaranteed to us by the Constitution. So many times people go, oh, well, this is a constitutional right, or this is a constitutional right. No, it's not. Those are rights that courts or some people just think that, you know, people have a right to do things that aren't.
Right.
This is a guaranteed right.
That's right. And it's consistently under attack. Justice Breyer, who joined the dissent in the Heller decision in 2008 and joined the dissent in the McDonald decision this year, just two weeks ago, was on Fox News debating the Second Amendment and making the determination on national television that historians will, in time, side with him and his argument that the Second Amendment does not guarantee an individual right to keep and bear arms, that it is a collective right. This is 2 weeks ago. We are still under attack in America by these individuals who want to strip us of our freedoms. It is absolutely imperative that we keep our eyes open, sleep with one eye open, is what I always say on the air.
Well, you know, the fact is that it was 5-4, and this is what people
right.
people need to understand this. 5-4. So there's
right.
already been two justices that have changed. The next one, if President Obama is still president, could have a huge, huge impact on your ability or our ability to own and bear arms.
That is absolutely correct. You know, my dad used to say, and still does to this day, taught me this from the time I was a kid, that a win is a win. That what matters in the column is the W, that the score doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 2-1 or if it's 20-1. You won the game. And that comes from him attending Tampa Bay Buccaneer football games with me over all the years. They never saw very many W's, I think. But in this case, he's right. But in this case, the score can be reversed. There, you know, it's not the same as a football game here.
Oh, no.
Okay? As you mentioned, we have now Sotomayor lied.
Wow.
Vehemently anti-gun. Elena Kagan lied about her position on the Second Amendment. Vehemently anti-gun. Now, when you take a look at Justice Breyer, veteran Supreme Court justice, and what he said just 2 weeks ago, that the Second Amendment is a collective right, essentially, what he really said was the Second Amendment is a collective right, that Americans don't have an individual right to own weapons. And he believes history is on his side. If they have an opportunity to revisit this, and they will, because these local challenges will go to the Supreme Court.
Well, you know,
who knows? And
yeah.
This is why we have got to get involved. We have to get involved at the federal judicial level. We have to understand what's going on. We can no longer be complicit when it comes to our freedoms.
And, Mark, this is exactly why we are thrilled to have you on our Saturday lineup from 2 to 5. You're going to get people amped up and hopefully draw people to your website as well as to links where people can write in, they can call in, they can be aggressive with their stance on the right to bear arms and so many other legal things that are chipping away at our rights that we don't even know are going on as we speak.
Yeah, you know, the camel's got its nose in the tent. And,
oh, yes, it does.
And we have got to watch out that we're not having camel crap all over us. Hey, we got to take a break here. Mark Walters is our guest. He's our talk show host for starting Saturday from 2 to 5 on the Armed American Radio Network.
Back. I won't down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of
hell. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Botts, 8:51 in the morning, December 29th. Next year's an important one, wouldn't you say, Mark?
It's, yeah, every one of them get more and more important as time passes by, but with the changes that we've seen and what we are seeing now with the Obama administration willingly pursuing end runs around the Constitution and Congress, it absolutely is.
You know, I saw that the in the Medicare bill, and remember the health care bill, that debacle, how they had to pull things out. One of them was the quote, death panel, where doctors would be paid to counsel people on how they want to end it. They just reintroduced that into the Medicare bill.
Right.
That it's just part of the Medicare bill. It's not in the health care, but it's in Medicare. So, already the fight's starting there saying, wait a minute, it was voted out. So now you're going to do it through a bureaucracy. And that is what we believe is the danger, just as you're saying. The bureaucracies that will all of a sudden start taking away our rights, not by votes, but by nameless, faceless bureaucrats.
We've seen this already, Carl. This is extremely scary, folks. Extremely scary. If you're listening, please pay very close attention here. We've seen the healthcare, as you mentioned, the healthcare debacle. Probably most of us, I know I have personally seen it, where a physician or a pediatrician has asked, do you have any guns in the home? As if that's any of their business. Now think about this. Think about government healthcare. Are you going to be treated? Are you a risk if you have guns in your home? What does healthcare have to do with gun ownership? Folks, it has everything to do with gun ownership, because it's incrementalism. It's step by step by step. We're not going to cover you, or we're going to charge you an arm and a leg because you have guns in the home. They're going to either use this as a tool to take away your guns. It's coming, folks. It's coming.
I'm just really, the thing, something you just said just really kind of rattles my bones, Mark, and that is about a doctor, a pediatrician, right, asking a child if there's... since when did this become anything that has to do with your health? I guess, I mean, it could have something to do with safety and those, but I mean, that's just out there.
You know,
it's an outrage. Yeah. The Centers for Disease Control already here in Atlanta have already made the determination that guns are a public health hazard.
Oh boy.
Health hazard. See, this is, again, that incrementalism. You know, there's a really good analogy, the Swiss. I just read this story yesterday. In fact, I've got it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. I encourage listeners to head over to Facebook and like Armed American Radio. They'll get up to the minute, up to the second information. But we just posted this story. The Swiss are free, as America is, because of its gun ownership rates. Switzerland has the highest per capita rate of gun ownership of any country in the world. Most people don't realize that. Germany decided not to invade Switzerland during World War II because of that. Now, they could have overrun Switzerland in 3 or 4 days, but they would have lost a significant amount of their troops because they knew that homeowners would fight for their lives and defend from every nook and cranny, as the Japanese knew about Americans here. Now, what you have over there is you have a faction over there in Switzerland today, right now, today, who are creating a story because they don't like guns. To bring it to the forefront, you've got this very small, vocal minority who have put enough signatures there to get a ballot initiative going to decide whether or not that Swiss army or that the Swiss residents can no longer keep guns in their homes. And it's now going up on a ballot initiative.
Well, you know, this is something that, again, we, the people, need to be watching out for.
And we Yes, absolutely. We just really encourage everyone to go look up Armed America Network with Mark Walters. It's a wonderful website. It's informational, and we're very thrilled to bring Mark and the American Network here to Free Fire Radio and the KCNR family on Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. right here, beginning tomorrow.
Well, Saturday.
Saturday, sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's
Big Wednesday, Christmas. It's Wednesday, all weird.
Friday,
the whole
it's the Thursday. Holiday week. I couldn't tell you what day it is. Believe me.
I know. It's, you know, we kind of roll in and out on these days. You know, the thing about it is, I don't know about the Armed American Network and the and Free Fire Media. I don't know. Somehow that seems like a marriage there.
It's definitely a fit, no question about it. I think your listeners are really going to enjoy it, especially folks up in that area of California that really appreciate their freedoms. You're in such a beautiful area. You appreciate your freedoms. You have a pro-gun sheriff. My gosh, take advantage of that.
Well, you know, Tom has been that way, of course, since his election. But then the sheriff in front of him also was like
right.
that. And, you know, the idea is if you do the background check, you're interviewed. And if you don't have a record, you go through the interview, which is, you know, basic questions. Why can't you own a weapon? Why can't you have a concealed carry license? And then to take it a step further, now there's classes with Utah, and I think there's a Florida class that allows you to carry in like 32 states.
Yeah, both Florida and Utah are the two permits for out of state and California residents. If you're interested in being able to carry, if you do any traveling, either a Florida or a Utah permit will work for you. And as Carly, as you just mentioned, it will give you 34 states of reciprocity, I believe. Michigan is another great one.
You know,
a lot of people overlook.
Yeah.
Michigan also offers tremendous amount of reciprocity with states across the country. What? But take advantage. Exercise your rights, as Ted Nugent says, and as you'll hear on Saturday. If you don't, you lose them. People have fought and died so that we can have the rights that we have today. Use them. It's your obligation and your responsibility, not to mention the fact you have a social responsibility and an obligation to your family and your community to be armed and able to defend yourself.
Well, and that's it, is that, you know, people say, why do you carry a weapon? It's because it's a lot lighter than carrying a policeman on my back.
That's absolutely correct.
And the police will tell you right now, and our police will tell you, and the sheriff says, that what are we going to do, put a policeman on every doorstep? You can't do that, and you don't want to do that. That's called martial law.
It's
the government
taking
over.
You know, it was because of gun ownership, and it was because of men like Otis McDonald, whose Supreme Court case overturned the Chicago ban, that Mayor Daley is no longer mayor of Chicago and no longer running for mayor. The people found out what he was.
And
you cannot take the right of people to defend themselves away from them. People will rebel against that.
Well, you know,
now, people have asked me many times, do you really think the government's going to come and take our guns? No, I don't think the government's going to knock on our door and take our guns. That's not what they're going to do. What they're going to do is they're going to incrementally take step by step by step. California, you're seeing it right now. Look no further than your ammunition law going into effect in February. Keep your eyes peeled. Join grassroots groups. CalGuns, great organization out there in California.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Gun owners of California. Okay, Mark, we got a break here because we're getting ready to leave. So, Mark Walters, who is going to start his show this Saturday from 2 to 5 on the Armed America Radio Network. He's, you know, been a great guest today, Mark. We're looking forward to the show.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it very much, folks. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot,
thanks.
Mark.
Hey, you know, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Goodbye.
Hey, you know, our guest tomorrow will be the mayor, Missy MacArthur. We'll be here at 8 o'clock. And we're going to also do a countdown on, just what happened to this year in 2010.
Resolutions and so on and so forth. Thanks
yeah.
for being involved in our chat room, and we're always taking your calls and ideas of future shows here on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, and Sungo, CCW is a concealed carry weapon. So, CCW. And because we keep talking about that. And, you know, there's people down in other parts of this state that are so envious of the fact that we've got a common sense sheriff. And that he believes in the fact if you are a lawful citizen, you can carry. All right, hey, we've got to run here. Like I said, tomorrow, our guest will be Mayor Missy MacArthur. We're going to be doing a countdown of what happened this year. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.